We have a continuation of our readings from yesterday, and again, it's similar themes of St. Paul's writing to the Thessalonians of just the simplicity of the faith and what bonds the community together, that first Christian community in Greece, is their love for one another, that he says, "With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved had you become to us. So dearly beloved you had come to us." St. Monica, our saint today, is such a beautiful example of this, of someone who her whole life was characterized, her life of faith, by her love especially for her wayward son, St. Augustine. And St. Monica, as we talked about yesterday, didn't come with all complicated things with God. She just had this simple faith, this beautiful way of just crying out, as we hear in the opening prayer today for her feast day, her motherly tears, that those prayers are the ones that Jesus wants from us, those ones that come from our heart. I think the prayers of simple people, the prayers of loved ones, of little children, I think maybe Jesus listens most especially to, are the simple prayers motivated by love and anguish and true desires from the heart. In the gospel, again, the opposite example of the scribes and Pharisees who live in this world of complicated religious observance, but don't have love in their heart, that they're shiny on the outside, but inside are full of plunder and self-indulgence. And it's important that when we utter our prayers to God, first of all, to never judge our prayers, to never judge when we ask God for something that, you know, the results, more so not to judge him. That we're trying to conform ourselves to his will and to see what is his perspective on things and to remove ourselves from our own limited perspectives. St. Monica could have thought for many years, my prayers were completely in vain. I'm just wasting my time. But she persisted. She kept saying to God, no, convert my wayward son. And eventually that her love, God used her love to have an impact on him, to bring him to conversion. So today when we pray, don't overcomplicate just who God is, that he's a person. And as a person, we speak to him and we bring our troubles and our concerns before him. And to bring, through the intercession of St. Monica, especially today, all those who have left the church, who have left the faith, that they one day might be reunited with us around the altar.